My dad's tougher than your dad. Changes over 50 plus years have happened, and the mentality of how we think and what it stands to be a man today, and the roles that have changed in our society.
The values of our generation are not the values of our parents' generation. And our parents' generation was very much not the values of their parents' generation.
I grew up and, you know, my mom made meals. My dad came home and ate the meals. You know, he was the breadwinner and she looked after him. And marriage especially is, you know, two people that try to cooperate and work together, right? The roles are not as sharply defined anymore as they used to be, right? You know, you were the man. You came home after work. Your slippers were there. The meal was made and everything was done. And these days, you come home after work. You perhaps help prepare the meal. You clean up afterwards and you share the load, right? And so, you know, my son will grow up seeing that as opposed to, you know, how I grew up, right?
The older generation, the father's role was the breadwinner, right? As long as you paid the mortgage and put food on the table and clothed your kids, you did your role as a father. And that's wrong. And a lot of men took that too far. Their children weren't children, they were financial responsibilities, financial burdens. And kids pick up on that. To be a father is to be there for your children emotionally, physically, mentally, not just financially. And that's a big one, because children will pick up all your baggage that you spew out there without even you realizing it. So you got to watch what you're passing on to them. They'll pick up the resentments that you're having to pay for their tuition or their food or their clothes. They pick up on that. So being a father, it's being aware of your presence, your influence on them in all aspects, emotionally, financially, physically.
My dad was 87 when he passed away, and he was far more emotional in the last few years of his life, because I think he was just sitting on it for the growing up years. Like, I think maybe it was just in there and we just didn't know or weren't allowed to express it.
The only difference is now that I'm just speaking in a marriage situation is that there's dual partners, where before, 50 years ago, the guy was the breadwinner. He was also the decision maker. Now, both are equal to or better than.
I heard it the stories from my dad. Growing up, we had this. We had to walk our horse through the snow to get across the street, and you guys got it good. And I think nowadays, even with my nieces and nephews, you look and, you know, I was born in the 60s. They're born in the 80s. I still share those stories with them with regards to how things worked and how I was brought up by my parents, and I couldn't get away with some of the stuff that you guys get away with from your parents. If I didn't come home at night, well, I just wouldn't. Like, there would be a problem. You just didn't do it.
My dad was not afraid to tell me, okay, I love you or not. This is back 60 years ago, 70 years ago, right? Now, my kids, they've been brought up, they say the same thing. They're not afraid to say, I love you, Dad, and it's how you raise them. It's how you raise your kids, right?
I don't think it matters to anybody else but the trail of people that are lagging behind, because everybody else is evolving and changing. You have to take risks. You have to do things to keep moving forward. I was raised up with the mentality of a father that had the old school mentality, but I've seen him change over the last 15 years of his life. That says that change is inevitable. Any man can do it. If my conservative father can do it, then I think anybody can.
We just don't have the strength role anymore. There's no need for men to be warriors. There's no need for men to be the protector of the family unit. I haven't polished my sword in years.
I think it's more who you are, more than what you do, most definitely. I don't think it changed me that much because of the expectations I had already been born into, you know. Being a provider for your children, taking care of your children, that was already there before you even have kids.
I was a single parent, so I had to play the role of good guy, bad guy, you know, and show her that men aren't to be afraid of or fear. I don't think she does.
I was raised in the late 50s and throughout the 60s. Things were quite different then. The segregation was very evident, very clear. That's how it was in society. I think I was very fortunate in being raised in a household where Both my father and my mother were very well-educated people. They both had their careers. And then when it was time to start a family, then, of course, mom stayed home. But what I took from that was how my father treated my mother with respect and with dignity. And, of course, I brought a lot of that with me throughout the years of growing up. And I had to unlearn a lot of things that I thought were normal man things.
Just be yourself. You're the father. Be the father. But the father is allowed to braid the daughter's hair. Go to the daughter's girl guides and, right? Why shouldn't you? That should be the case.
I just want to be a good father figure and be there for her if she ever needed me. Like, I don't want her to ever hesitate from coming to me to talk about anything. And to know that the world is equal and, like, you can do whatever you put your mind to now.
Definitely things have changed with, like, the respect towards other guys. Like, before it was when you wanted to date somebody, you went to their house, you shook their hand, asked them for permission. It's more laid back. It's a big part. Respect is all it's about. I know that my girlfriend's dad's a little old-fashioned, so I thought it'd be kind of nice to, you know, shake his hand.
As a dad, setting a good example. Showing your children that you can have positive relationships with people. Well, I try to show the kids that gender roles don't necessarily have to be defined. But traditional, like, household roles and work roles, we show the kids at our house. Like, my wife works, I work. We all do different roles around the house. We try to discuss these things. It's having them understand the history of these gendered roles come from and being able to look at these and say, this is just a traditional role. It doesn't have to be the way that things always have to be.
Not so much super old school, because I've had to adapt and all that. Totally have to be open-minded. They're bombarded with all these different aspects of who they're supposed to be, right?
As we examine what it is to be a man today, we think about the youth of tomorrow. What fears do we have? What concerns do we have about the future generation?
I think the next generation is probably going to worsen before it gets better because of the detachment they have from each other now because of the technology, because of the PC times we live in now. I hope they'll be a lot more tolerant than we seem to be lately.
Boundaries. That's the biggest thing. They got to respect boundaries. No respect for the older generation. If you turn around and try to correct them, they'll just turn around and shoot you down and give you the finger and what else, you know?
Everything should be handed to them. They think everything should be instant out of the microwave. Like, everything that's worth something, you got to pay a price for. If you're not willing to pay the price for it, then you don't deserve it. And the laziness is not going to bode well for the future unless people take some responsibility for their actions.
I see young people not showing interest in how to fix things. You know, I'm going back to that again, because a lot of people just, if something goes wrong, they just walk away from it, right? They don't look to troubleshoot to find out what went wrong. We live in a throwaway society right now. That's reality. A lot of things don't last, right? And a lot of things aren't fixable anymore. You throw it away. Maybe that's why the younger generation has no interest in what's wrong. What can I do to make this better? Toss it aside and move on.
To life in general, just always being outside and connecting to nature, you know?
You did something wrong back in my day, and as maybe you would could attest to too, yeah, you would get the wooden spoon. Now it's verbal judo is what we refer to it as, is you're always talking to the person and trying to decipher, to work out the problems, as opposed to physical discipline. Taking away things like a cell phone nowadays seems to be the tool that parents use quite often. It's a lot different, because parents have to be very careful in how they act around their children and what they do and how they discipline them. Kids nowadays can pick up the phone and call the police and have them come over because dad pushed me. I'm not saying that I was right back then, but back when I was growing up, back to the wooden spoon, back to the belt across the bottom of the bum, those things happened. And nowadays they don't. Parents nowadays, you have to come up with different ideas. And I feel for the parents out there.
These lazy kids between 25 and 35 have no idea. They got to stay off their cell phones. I do have a daughter who's 20 years old, so she's working. I got to get her working, right? My kids work hard. I'm a hard dad, so I make sure my kids work hard. I don't know about the new kids nowadays and how they bring up their children. You go to work, period, and you pay rent, and you do your own dishes, do your own cleaning, and quit crying and whining. I don't care if you work 10 days in a row. Just go back to work, right? That's the way I am.
They're lazy. They don't want to work, and they all depend on their parents. and that's wrong. That's what it boils down to. And that's how those kids are learning. They don't give a shit. That's what it is. They got to grow up and learn. You know, you got to go to work. You want to continue on for a house or anything. But they don't care. They don't care. Like a kid in school, if I don't make $50 an hour, I won't go to work. That's their mentality. Sooner or later, it's going to change. Because when their parents die, what are they going to do? My kid was that way at the beginning, but now he's smartened up. He's learned. He's learned his lesson.
Say that they're selecting the few that are in our generation. Now that they've gotten older, they see us as being younger people as, oh, they don't work hard, not realizing that their parents were saying the same things about their generation when they were our age. It's kind of this carryover that when I get to be 40, 50 years old, I'm going to be saying the same thing about the 20-year-olds now. Oh, they're so lazy now. I work hard, got a full-time job, and work very hard.
Yeah, a guy today is totally different. Totally different. Oh, my. That's hard to say. I'm just a guy.
You know, everybody has to make their own identity in life. And we don't really know what it is and when it's going to happen. But if you just keep a positive attitude, you will find your own spot. And people will appreciate that.